Well, good morning and welcome to Valleyburg. We want to give a special welcome to all our first-time viewers and visitors. We hope there's some out there. We're happy that you've chosen to worship with us here at Valleybrook. Hopefully, if you're able to receive this online, you can click on the link below to access our first-time visitor card and take a few minutes to complete it and help us to pray for you as you notify, as well as notify you of future Valleybrook events. You may also find this form on our streaming page after the service. Okay, praise reports, prayer requests, and sick and shut-in reports. If you have information about a member who has become ill or if you would like others to pray for you, please complete a prayer request e-card located under the Pastor Corners tab on the streaming tab on our website, and we will be happy to lift you up. Also, join us every Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m. for our Power Hour of Prayer. The phone number and access code are listed on our website's homepage and also in today's bulletin. Offering. For your convenience, you may contribute on our website through our Giving tab or mail your donation to our office address as listed on the back of the bulletin. College student send-off. College students, there are a number of gift baskets that were not picked up last week. Please contact Tracy Sinclair to make the arrangements to retrieve your package. Her contact information is in the bulletin. Okay, COVID precautions. Valleybrook takes the safety of our members and visitors very seriously. In line with our commitment to comply with and even go beyond the CDC requirements, we have embraced the following protocols. Our Sunday seating has been adjusted for social distancing. Weekly cleaning and sanitizing, in addition to monthly COVID-specific cleaning, is conducted by a trained COVID-certified cleaning service. Employees, visitors, and attendees are required to wear masks inside the church. Those who attend our live Sunday service must complete a new COVID questionnaire each week before entering the sanctuary, and they also have to have their temperature taken. A supply of masks, wipes, and hand sanitizer are kept on hand for any of you who need those supplies. We continue to offer weekly hospitality. However, our team assembles the treats in individual grab bags. Also, our new CDC recommended air filter ventilation system will be installed this month to make us even safer. Please reference this morning's bulletin for our scripture reading and more complete information about the Valleybrook happenings. You may access the bulletin by clicking on the streaming tab and click on the link labeled Virtual Bulletin. Also, at the end of the service, Anika will be singing online, and all you need to do is refresh the web page. Hopefully it'll be up by then and you won't miss her singing. Today's scripture reading is from the 23rd Psalm, and it will be read by my husband, Dave.
Well, that was my lovely wife, Jean, and she told me not to refer to her as sister sweetheart, or I might be in for trouble, so I won't do that. Okay, today's scripture reading is a very familiar one, the 23rd Psalm. And I think for me, it was the first one that I ever memorized in Sunday school, and I suspect that's true for many of you. And I'm reading this this morning from the King James Version from Jean's family Bible. The 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A couple years ago, I read a commentary on the 23rd Psalm by Max Lucado, and I'm not going to say much about it here, but he talked about the shepherds back in biblical times and what they did and how some of that symbolism is in the 23rd Psalm. And the only one I want to mention here this morning is the rod and the staff. The staff was that crook thing the shepherds used to help guide sheep and rescue them in some cases. And the rod, I never knew what that was, but according to Max Lucado, it was like a club that they used to deal with predators and do things to protect the sheep. And certainly one of the great messages of this is that the Lord is there to guide us when we go astray, on our good days as well as our bad days, or our bad days as well as our good days. And he's there to protect us at times of trial. But anyway, with that in mind, let us pray here. Oh Lord, how fortunate we are to have a good shepherd, even more so now that we know what Jesus did for us. And you call us by our name. You come looking for us when we go astray. You're there on our bad days. You're there in the midst of our doubts. You come calling for us in relationship to you. So how surely you are the good shepherd, and how thankful we are for that. And may that blessing be passed on to others in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's sermon will actually be given by Deacon Don Brodnax. And as Gene mentioned, after that, tune in again to hear a musical selection by Anika Mills Beatty.
Good morning, everyone. Everyone here at the church and everyone watching. Boy, the evil one stays busy, don't he? Thank you. I'll re-say that. The evil one stays busy, everyone. But we don't have to worry about the evil one because we have someone that has already won the battle, already paid the price. Jesus died on that cross for each one of us and rose from the grave for each one of us. Bear with me for 1 second. I'm going to set my clock. Because my wife says when I talk about the Lord, I can be a little long-winded. But I think that's a good thing. Aaron Watley, thank you, Pastor, whispered in my ear. It's Aaron's birthday today. So we want to wish you a happy birthday. I won't sing to you because they may put me out of the church. Before I actually get started, I'm going to include in my prayer, the opening prayer this morning, a prayer for Chris Henneman, my brother-in-law in Pennsylvania, is a month ago was diagnosed with terminal cancer. So if I seem a little more flustered this morning then or whatnot, I apologize. So if you guys could keep him in your prayers and his wife Andrea, I would greatly appreciate it. Anyway, my sermon this morning is about bear with me, I'm sorry. Let me tell you something about my Jesus. When I say he's my Jesus, I say he's my Jesus because he has made it personal to me. He has given me a personal, intimate relationship with himself. Not because of me, not because of anything I've done, not because of anything I could ever earn, but because he has given it through his love, his grace, his mercy, his thoughts, his everything. He's given that. And not only to me, but each one of you. And I thank God that he's put it in my heart to be thankful, to ask for more of him. So with that, I want to give my opening prayer. So if you'll bow your heads with me. Lord, thank you for this day that you have given each one of us. Thank you, Lord, that you have brought me to this place, this minute, this day, and the life that you have given me, Lord, to witness about you, to rejoice in your name, to give you the praise. That all comes from you, Lord, and I thank you for that. Lord, I pray that if just one person, Lord, will hear your word today, and their eyes will be open, and you would give them ears to hear, that they may call upon your name and be saved, Lord. I pray this to your glory. I pray all things to your glory, Lord. I thank you for our church, Valley Brook Community Church, and I thank you for each member in it, from the pastor to the elders to the deacons to the visitors to the members, Lord. I thank you for each one of them because, Lord, they are brothers and sisters in Christ in your family, and you have given each one of them. And I thank you for your witness from each one of them that glorifies your name. I give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I'm going to have a little sermon this morning that I'm going to give on quite a bit of study that I did. And the study for this month is foundation. Well, the foundation is Christ. It's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And everything that was formed, everything that was created by the Lord. Nothing was created that was not created except by the Lord. And my first verse that I want to share this morning is Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him male and female in them. Now, God obviously created the earth and the heavens and the universe first. How? I don't know. God could use anything. God could do anything. We have a wonderful scientist in our church, Brother Bill. The man is smart. He makes my head hurt when he talks about dark matter and science. And I love science. So I don't know how the earth was formed per se, but I do know that God created all things. Then he created us, each one of us, every human being in his image. And when we look at one another and we see one another, black, white, every nationality there is, God created us. God didn't just create one person or one being. He created a diversity that is incredible. And I've always felt like that's the diversity of God. That's how big God is. Obviously, God's even bigger than that. But in my mind, in my little mind, that's what I think about when I think about the diversity of human beings. Because God created each one of us. Bear with me one second. Let me open my Bible. And then in Genesis 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We are alive because of the very breath of God. We have a living soul. We have all the things that the Lord Jesus had when he walked on this earth. Unfortunately, because we are human, we were born into sin. We have the sin flaw. But Christ saved us from that. He came down from his throne and lived on this earth so he could save us if we just call upon his name. But just the thought to me that God himself breathed life into us. Our next breath is not promised. It's a gift. And what a precious gift it is. We don't think about it a lot of times because we're so busy working and running and spending time with our wives and just doing the things that humans do, things that we have to do. But God blesses us. God blesses us with that next breath. That's from the Lord. And I just want to add, if you'd bear with me 1 second, I just wanted to say we have some wonderful teachers and preachers at Valley Brook, and I value them so much, and they've taught me so much. But I'm not a preacher, per se. I'm a witnesser. And because I can witness to you, and I'm going to share it again later, I can witness to you shouting from the rooftops, literally, because I'm a contractor and I do roofing for a living. So I shout from the rooftops. And and I never pass an opportunity, and I have to laugh every time I hear the pastor talk about how much he appreciates trash men. When I work most days, I see the trash men in the alleys in D.C., and I always yell down to them and tell them what wonderful hard workers they are. And I thank God for them because they keep things clean. But I also thank God that he gives me the thought to yell down to them and talk to them and always find a way to open the door to praise God. And it's so funny when I see these men running and sweating and working. I always thank God because they stop almost dead in their tracks each time and look up and listen. And I know that's the Lord speaking through me. And I thank the Lord for that because I know it's from him. And I apologize if I'm all over the place today, but I hope everyone knows and sees that this is from the Lord, no matter where I go. The next verse I wanted to read, I want to go to 1 John 1 through 4. Chapter 1, 1 through 4. And in beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, I know I already spoke of this a little bit before I read it, but it always strikes a note in my heart that we were always on the Lord's mind. Even before the earth was formed, the Lord knew us. The Lord knew us before we were formed in our mother's bellies. He knew us before he formed the heavens and the earth and the stars and the universes. And when you think about that and think about how big those things are and how big the depths of the ocean are. We don't even know what's down in the bottom of the oceans. But God formed them. God created them. And he was thinking about us. I take a moment and think about the fact that we were on God's mind before we thought about God. That's because God first loved us. God drew us to him. We didn't just go to God and say, God, I want to be saved. I think this is what I need. It was God's love that drew us to him. His Holy Spirit, when Christ was on earth, the Holy Spirit descended and came upon Christ. And Christ, we can all be saved. We can all call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. But it's his love that draws us. And our love for one another, our love towards each person, the Lord can use that through his love to draw someone to the Lord. And kindness and compassion and mercy and meekness, that comes from the Lord. Not the pride and the envy and not the foolishness of this world, but what comes from Christ. And a lot of the world doesn't see that because it's not of this world. It's not of this world to be meek. It's not of this world to be lowly or to be loving or to be kind. That comes from the Lord. And if we just call upon the name of the Lord and we seek the Lord, he's going to give us more of him. I'm telling you as my personal testimony, when you call upon the name of the Lord will, I don't want to say reward you, but he will seek you out. He will draw you to him. But you have to want the Lord. You have to call upon his name. Seek me while I can be found. I wanted to take a moment and share, and I did ask the pastor about this. I was reading this on Friday, The View from My Place. And when I read this, I was sitting at my desk and I said to myself, I could read this and stand here for 15 or 20 minutes and just be done, because this is perfect. This is how I feel. And I just want to read a little bit of it. The View from My Place, from Pastor Dan Beatty. Believe it. With God as your coach, your calling is so high, you can't even see it. He is able to do in you, each one of you, yes, you, exceedingly abundant above all that you can ask or imagine. Now, I'm going to stop there because I don't want to pleasurize. But that, I wanted to read that because that truly was part of my message and my witness, that when you seek the Lord, when you call upon the name of the Lord, he will never turn his back on you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is always there. He has loved us from the beginning. He will love us when things are done, when he comes back and we are in heaven with him forever. And I know a lot of these things are hard to understand. I've had a lot of struggles in my personal life and my relationship with the Lord. I pray that no one thinks that my life is perfect. It's not. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. But the Lord doesn't see them. God doesn't see Donnie Broadnax's mistakes. God doesn't see the great things that I think I've done in my mind. God sees me through Jesus Christ, through the blood of Christ, because Jesus died for me. If I had been the only person in the whole entire world, Jesus would have died for me to save me. But he did it for all of us. He gave his life a ransom that we can be saved. There is no other name, no other name. He is the Most High God, the High God, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And I praise him and I worship him and I thank him. You know, I thank God for my wife, Jeannie Broadnax. I thank her for how much she has taught me, how much she has opened my eyes and my heart to a lot of different things. Some I don't like, but she still opens my eyes. And God has sent her to me, and I thank God for her. That being said, my wife loves me so much. She has been bragging to people all week that I'm preaching this week, telling everybody. And one of my brother-in-laws, we were on a phone conversation earlier this week, and he told me, and I know this came from the Lord. I know the Lord gave this to him to say, because it calmed me and it made me feel more at peace with being in front of everyone today. Excuse me. He said, Donnie, he said, when you preach, he said, preach like you witness to people. He said, preach like you talk about Jesus. He said, you don't have to use big fancy words. You don't have to try to read the whole Bible. He said, preach like you witness. And I told him, if I could have reached, I know we're not supposed to hug. If I could have reached through the phone, I'd have grabbed him up. But the Lord uses each one of us through a kind word, through a smile, through a kind gesture. That's the love of God. That's the love that Christ first showed us, to draw us to him, to save us, for us to call upon his name. And I thank the Lord for that. And there are several other verses, and my teaching, the teaching this month is the foundation, and that's what I wanted to share about the Lord and being the foundation of the world, the foundation. He's the cornerstone. On every building built, there has to be a cornerstone in order for the building to be square and to be level and to have a strong foundation. That's Christ. Jesus is the cornerstone of all creation. Without him, nothing stands. Nothing can stand without Christ because he is the cornerstone. Now, that's my teaching on the monthly teaching of foundation. I wanted to share a few verses. Matthew 7:7-8. And I know I've spoke of this quite a bit already this morning as well. My concentration isn't as good as it should be, I guess. Ask God, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asks, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocks, it shall be open. That's just more. Those two verses are critical to me, because that just shows me that the Lord has himself right there for us. But we have to want him. We have to want more of him. We have to want to live for him. I don't want to be, and I, in my prayers, I often pray, God, I don't want to spend any more of my life lukewarm for you. I was saved when I was 12 years old at a summer camp in D.C. because we were very poor. And somebody gave charity for kids to go to camp. And that's when I was saved. It was a Christian camp and Christian counselors. And God drew me unto him that day. And I lived a lot of my life lukewarm, not being zealous for the Lord. I always knew I was a child of God. I always prayed. I had God right here. That's where I had God. Because I felt safe because he was there, but I was scared for him to be right here. And when I came to Valley Brook, thank God for Pastor Dan, through teachings, through lessons, through Jesus Christ, through Pastor Dan, I have been taught by the Lord. I don't have to look back behind me. I'm not the person I used to be. I'm still not perfect. I do some dumb stuff. I say, so I don't know how some of the stuff comes out of this mouth that does. But the Lord does not see that in me. God sees Christ. God sees me through the blood of Jesus Christ. Not my mistakes, not my good habits, not what I've done for somebody, not how hard I work, not nothing. Because what do I have that I have not been given? Nothing. Nothing. The beautiful house God has given me to live in, God gave that to me and to my wife. The money I have in the bank, God gave that to me. People can say I earned it. I have a sister-in-law who I love dearly. She used to get very aggravated with me because she used to talk about, well, you work so hard and you earn this and you do this and you do that. And I always explained to her when she would say, well, you work so hard. I'd look right at her and I said, but I can't work hard if God doesn't give me good health and strength. And I don't just say that to say it. God has given me good health. One day that's not going to be there. One day I'm getting older. I don't want to say that. But God gives me that. The money in the bank, the money to pay my bill. I was paying a couple of bills yesterday morning. I wasn't sitting there grumbling paying them bills. I was thanking God that he gave me the money to pay them bills. When my body is sore and I have to get up in the morning to go to work and I have to take a leave, I thank God that he woke me up. I thank God that he gave me that a leave. I thank God that he got me to step in. Because I can do nothing aside from God. I can't love my children lest God gives me the love in my heart. And I thank God for those things. Because they are from him. I thank God that he has given me thankfulness, appreciation, that I can look at things, even though I grumble sometimes, even though I don't always look at them perfectly. God has given me a thankful heart. And I thank him for that. Because that's from him. Roger sitting in the back. I love Roger, man. He has taught me so much talking through Bible study on Thursday nights. Just as each and every person in this church has. And I thank God for each of you. When I pray for you by name. Because if I pray for Brother Bill and I'm talking to the Lord, I want Bill to be lifted up to God. I want to feel like I'm holding Bill in my hands and giving him to the Lord. And I do that with everyone. Sometimes I forget people's names. And I have to go, Lord, you know who I'm thinking about. But I'm still lifting you up personally. I didn't used to do that. I have been taught that. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful for all the things the Lord has used through each person to teach me these things. Sister Laverne, God wastes nothing. God wastes nothing. We think about the trials and the tribulations in our life, and we think, why is this happening? There's a reason. We may not know it. We may not like it. We may not agree with it. But God has us. We don't know why things happen. They sadden us. In the last 3 months, I have lost 4 dear old friends to cancer, to sickness, to age. My brother, Raymond Broadnax, diagnosed 3 months ago with colon cancer. My dear brother-in-law, Chris Henneman, diagnosed with just basically stage 4 cancer in his stomach. And these things for me as a human are crushing, but do not crush me because of Christ. Only through Christ can I live through these things. And there have been other things that I thought should have destroyed me, but they have not, because Christ has kept me. Because Christ started a good work in me, and he will bring it to completion. Just checking my time. You know, I'm just so thankful for the relationship that God has given me with him. Because everything stems from the relationship that the Lord has given me with him. And nothing. I have been blessed with a lot of good gifts. But my gifts aren't my blessing. God is my blessing. The Lord is my blessing. My riches, whatever they are, they could be gone tomorrow. Sickness, catastrophe, a tornado, anything. I can't have confidence in those. I can't trust in those. Because they're not, first of all, they're not eternal. They're temporal. They're only for this little time frame I have on this earth. And I pray that God will keep that in my mind and in my heart, that keeps him the focus of the gifts he's given me. And Valley Brook Community Church is one of those blessings. And then I want to go to another verse, Matthew 21:22. And again, I apologize for speaking a lot and then giving you scriptures or vice versa. Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. I've asked for a lot of things in my life. And I want to thank God in front of everybody. Some of them he hasn't answered. Some of them he hasn't given. Because God knows what would have or would destroy me. And God has kept them from me. And I thank him for that. I thank him for the prayers that he's answered in my life. He has answered prayers that he has openly showed me. He's answered prayers that I've never even thought about again. That's the greatness of God. There's a song I love where we try to put God in a box. We can't put God in a box. We're in the box. God is out here. Pastor shared it in Bible study one night quite a while ago. He showed a big, big circle. And God is the creation of that circle. God is the author and the creator and the finisher of all things. One day we're going to be before God. We're going to stand before the Lord, whether we pass from death. And it's sad. We all have that date, unless the Lord comes back first. If the Lord comes back and calls us all up to heaven that are his children, excuse me, we'll be raised up. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we, his children, will be called up to heaven. And will forever, forever, not for a millennium, not for whatever, forever be before the Lord, worshiping him, praising him. I pray I get to be a roofer when I go to heaven. I want to share one of the reasons I love the job the Lord has given me is because I'm outside every day. Being outside, I get to see his handiwork. I get to see his sunrises. I get to see his sunsets. I get to see the clouds going by. I get to feel the breeze on a hot summer day when I'm whining because it's too hot to work. I thank God for what he shows us. I thank God that his majesty is in what we see. He shows it to us. But we have to want to see it. We have to see that glass full, not empty, not half. We have to see that glass full. We have to choose to be happy. You know, I'm really struggling right now because of a lot of the personal illnesses in my life. So I really appreciate you bearing with me today. My heart goes out to my family, to my wife Jeannie, to Andrea, to Chris, to Ronnie, to Ronnie's mom, Sonia Gandhi Brown. Just so many people sick. But this is all going to pass if we just trust and just have faith in the Lord. And that faith, that's from the Lord. He gives everything. Everything. I'm thankful you can't see my shoes today. My wife's been telling me for a month I need a new pair of shoes for church. Sorry to keep calling you out, honey. I love you. But he gave me these shoes. He gave me the feet to walk in them. I often thank the Lord. The Lord always wants us to bring everything to him in prayer. And I wonder sometimes if the Lord really wants to hear from me at certain times. But I know he does. His word says, bring everything to me in prayer. Not just your concerns for health and well-being. And he already knows what we need. He knows everything we need before a word is uttered. But that's part of the personal relationship he wants with us, is to talk to him, bring it to him, hold his hand. I'm sorry. There you go. That was my timer going off. So I am going to be done now. I want to say thank you to Anika Beatty. And actually, I take that back. I'm not done just yet. I want to say thank you to Anika Beatty. And I was looking for your husband Chris's phone number the other day because I wanted to call him and tell him. I was listening to a song on the radio, and of course it won't come to mind right now. But you sung a song before the church closed a year and a half or so ago. And I heard it on the radio, and I was My guys were looking at me like I done lost my mind. I was singing it. Singing alone make people lose their mind. But I was singing it. I was praising God. I was worshiping. And I was thinking of Anita Bakke. Anita. Just Anika. Thank you. Just like I think of George and Ronnie Barnes and everyone in the church when they sing. Because music just lifts my soul to praise the name of the Lord. And to make me even more, have a greater desire to worship Him even more. So I wanted to thank everyone that sings at Valley Brook for that. Anyway, I'm done. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Do I pray? Say my prayer. I'd like to give my closing prayer. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you alone. Thank you for this opportunity that you've given me to stand up here and witness of you, Lord, to proclaim your name, to give glory to you, to give praise to you. Lord, this isn't from me. If it was me, Lord, I might be home laying on a couch chilling right now. I might be home working in the yard. But Lord, you have me here. You gave me the courage. You gave me the desire. You gave me the will. You gave me everything, Lord, and I thank you. I praise you. I thank you for this body of believers, Lord. I thank you for every believer that you have given. For when a person is saved, the angels rejoice and sing praises to God. Holy, 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 Lord God. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you that you have done all this. I give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Elder here at the church, and I have the privilege of leading us in the care through prayer, which happens on this Sunday of the month. So I want to invite you to pray with me, and feel free as you pray with me that if you've know of a situation or a person that's on your own heart or mind, that you can be praying for that person as I'm praying for others. Lord, we come before you and we are so grateful that you care about us. And you invite us to intercede for others. And so we do. Lord, we pray for Tanika. And we're thankful that she's home after recent hospitalization. We pray for her complete healing. Lord, we also pray for Janice and her battle with breast cancer. And we ask that you would give her victory over that, that you would eliminate it from her body, that foreign disease. And there are others, Lord, that are also fighting cancer. Don mentioned his brother-in-law, Chris. Lord, I want to pray for my friend Hank, who visits Valley Brook, and one of his two sons that went in the hospital on emergency this morning. And I just pray that you would be glorified in that. We We don't know how it ends. We don't know what the situation is. I know Hank is very, very stressed. I pray that he would draw near to you and trust you with the outcome. Lord, thank you for Don's sermon this morning and how he inspired each of us, how he reflected your glory and your joy, your peace, your love, your inspiration. Thank you for that. Lord, we want to lift up all who are suffering from the COVID-19 virus, for the loved ones and families of those who are suffering. We pray for healing and victory over this terrible disease. Thank you for sparing all of us in this room. But Lord, it is still killing people all over the world and all over our country. Thank you for the vaccines that have been developed and that provide significant protection. Lord, we pray for loved ones who are ill from other diseases. We know that you know all about them, each one. We pray asking for healing and health for them and for us who care for them. And Lord, we pray for ourselves and our families that we all seek you more and more with all our hearts and souls and minds and strength. We pray for our marriages that we would grow in love as we draw near to you. We pray you we would grow in your mercy and grace, grow in our ability and practice of these as we are in families, imperfect families, in need of mercy, grace, love, and forgiveness. Lord Jesus, we also pray for those of us who are in need of employment or a better job. We know that you know us better than we know ourselves. Help us to grow in faith and trust in you and your plans for us, which are good plans. We acknowledge that some of us are in greater need of financial help than others, Lord Jesus. You created everything to glorify yourself. We pray for those who are suffering in this area to find direction and solutions. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for Valley Brook Church. How many of us find you present here. And we especially thank you for our beloved Pastor Dan and his wife, Sister Laverne, Sister Sweetheart. Thank you for how they know and trust you and are teaching the rest of us to follow their example. Thank you for our elders and deacons and ministry leaders. We pray for you to identify or bring believers in you to fill the openings in our current ministries. Thank you for hearing our prayers and answering them. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Lord, as we come before you in prayer this morning, we want to thank you for your grace. your grace that sustains us. We want to thank you for your love that keeps us going, your love that gives us hope. Hope in you, Lord, and your just in your kindness and your sacrifice and your love. We thank you for you, Lord. Lord, we do lift each person up before you, Lord, that is sick. We lift the whole body of believers of this church up before you, Lord, and all churches throughout America and throughout the world. We lift each body of believers up, Lord, that they would proclaim the glory of Jesus Christ, to give you praise and to worship you, and to just live with you shining through them. We pray this, Lord. We pray your guidance and your counsel. We pray, Lord, that you will give us discernment in our thoughts and our desires to seek you better, Lord, to seek you more, to seek you first before all things, Lord. I pray, Lord, for this body of believers that prayer would be our first choice, not our last option. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that you give us that in our hearts. And Lord, I thank you again for this opportunity to have been before this body of believers to serve you, Lord, to worship you, to praise you. I give you all the glory and all the praise in the holy name of Jesus. Amen.